Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air right now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the list, the stories, top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 list for the people that have been most discussed according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at talkers.com with lots of other stories about what's going on in the news talk radio world, the news talk radio business. It is a business. It's fun. It's exciting. Colorful people. Alex Jones is in court and he's losing. How about that? That's a sub story, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because we do talk about the personalities as well as the issues and the stories. I don't know if anything more needs to be said other than that, Michael. What do you think?
I think you said a lot.
I did. Thank you.
So what should I do?
I think you should go into the stories, the top 10 stories of the week. I think that would be a fabulous thing for you to do.
Okay, Boomer, I will. At number 10.
We're going to do that. That's you and me. If you're going to do that, I'm putting my finger right on your nose. Right on your nose.
At number 10, we have the OK Boomer meme. We can talk about that as we go through this. At number 9, we have health care reform, race relations, and gun control. At number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. But don't panic. It ain't the end of the world. At number 7, ABC News Epstein case allegations. That's a big story. At number 6, we have the Mormon family murder in Mexico, and that's tied with immigration reform, and they are connected. At number 5, U.S. official withdrawal from the Paris Accord, and that's tied into climate change. Both of those are at number 5. At number 4, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the economy, and they are connected at number 4. At number 3, the Trump tax returns ruling. At number 2, Tuesday's elections and the 2020 presidential race. So we have the 2019 and 2020 elections at number 2. And at number 1, we have a tie between two topics that have been there for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and they are connected, the impeachment process and the Ukraine affair. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Amy Robach and Virginia Roberts Giuffre. At number 9, Bernie Sanders. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren. Joe and Hunter Biden are at number 7. At number 6, we have Alexander Vindman, Bill Taylor, and Tim Morrison. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are tied at 5. John Bolton is at 4. Mike Pence and Jennifer Williams at 3. Rudy Giuliani at 2. Donald Trump is at number 1. Wild week in the wilderness.
Did you see all of the lawyers that Giuliani hired?
Are you there?
Every once in a while I'm going to cough. I've had bacterial pneumonia this week.
Ooh. What is bacterial pneumonia?
When bacteria get into your lungs and they don't get out. Your immune system needs to be working at a pluperfect way to get the stuff out of your lungs. It's something that happens in my case. I was at my niece's wedding last weekend, and somebody sneezed right in my face.
Oh,
and that sort of, who knows what that person had inside his body? But this came down about 3 days after that. So.
You sound good. Do you feel lousy?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I felt terrible in the middle of the week. I took one morning and didn't show up until a couple hours after the program started, and I went to bed at 8 o'clock. And you know, it got to the point. You know, I don't believe much in popular medicine and the term. You know, taking drugs and stuff. But for this, I needed drugs. They call it a Z-Pack, something that is done to fight the bacterial infection, get rid of the I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but you're going to have a lot of yuccabungas coming up when you're cleaning your Mucinex and then things like that, and then you get it all out of your system. But it's ugly. Not much fun, actually.
Unfortunate. Wow.
Yes, it is. That. All right, so we're moving into... if you wouldn't mind going with me for a minute here. Number 8, let's see, number 7, 8, and 9 on the people list. All of those people, I would think, I want to know what you think, what you've heard, ought to be shaking in their boots with the late week announcement that Michael Bloomberg apparently is looking at his chances to be the Democratic nominee. What do you think of that? That'd be great conversation, won't it, for great news talk radio hosts and stations?
Well, it'd certainly be great conversation, and there's a difference between great conversation and anything that really will make a material difference. My gut feeling is that Michael Bloomberg will not resonate with either the press or the voters, and that his campaign will be a fizzled-out dud. That's just my gut feeling. I have nothing to go on other than my gut feeling. But yes, to your point, it will add another dimension to the conversation about the Democratic presidential race.
I don't agree with you, but that's okay. We don't all have to agree. Maybe it's because it's hopeful or wishful thinking on my part. I would like to see some sanity. I don't see anybody on the Democratic side other than Biden, maybe, who could actually govern and have the support of a lot of people. Certainly Elizabeth Warren doesn't hack it when it comes to actually, you know, she's there with the numbers at the moment because the people who vote in the primaries, the people who are the base, are normally on the right way right of center and on the left way left of center. So you don't really, unless you're voting in the primaries, and you ought to, you're not really getting a say in who really runs. And so that's why they come up with a lot of bonehead, even, you know, in big national politics like John Kerry. Who's going to vote for him? How did he get to the ticket? And, you know, the same you can say the same for some of the people that run on the Republican side. So I'm hopeful about Bloomberg because I think he brings some respect and dignity and ideas, intelligence to what is otherwise on both sides a really flat, foiled field. How's that?
All right. Well, I mean, you know, what you're saying may, you know, certainly come to fruition. I don't know what's going to happen, but I shared my gut feeling. My feeling is that people will see it as just another billionaire, actually a bigger billionaire than Trump, and hardly as colorful. So if you have one egotistical billionaire versus another egotistical billionaire, maybe we're better off with the one that's more entertaining.
No, I think we're better off to have somebody who had some panache and has the ability to get people together and work things
out. Well, then
out.
I have to cancel you and as my friend and can
yes.
no longer
okay.
talk to you.
Well, okay, so I'll do the rest of the show by myself, or are you going to do the rest of the show by yourself?
We can both do the shows by ourselves and go stereo. I don't know.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that this is going to be interesting, and we'll see how it plays out. If, in fact, he runs, it's a giant maybe at this point in this conversation.
Right.
It might change over the weekend as the weekend falls, you know, as the news falls out. So we'll see.
Yes. Plenty of other things here. You obviously want to talk about the OK Boomer meme. Because you've used that several times since we
started. Well, how can I resist? It's a number 10, and I'm coming on with the OK Boomer meme, and you said, you know, will you do it? It was just a great line to say, OK Boomer.
OK Boomer!
OK Boomer is what's called a clapback. It's a nasty way of responding to somebody.
Putting people into their place, supposedly.
Yeah, if you're a millennial and some boomer says something with which you disagree, it's OK Boomer, which basically portrays boomers as being out of touch and ultimately responsible for all the ills of the world. Interestingly, I'm a boomer. We used to blame the greatest generation for that. Yeah. We used to blame our parents for all the ills of the world. I guess that's just a time-honored tradition, is you blame the generation before you for the ills, and you blame the generation coming up after you as not being prepared to take on the problems. Just this goes all the way back to the ancient scrolls that they find from Egypt and beyond. This has always been an issue between the generations. So on the floor of Parliament in New Zealand, a 25-year-old legislator was making a speech about climate change, and one of the older legislators was heckling her, as they do in some of these parliamentary countries. They heckle each other when they're speaking.
Yeah.
And she turned and looked at him and said, "Okay, boomer," and it resonated. It went viral around the world. All the millennials are thrilled. And there you have it. We have the beginning, the first major shot heard around the world of the generational war between the millennials and the boomers.
It's interesting how the Italians this past week became the first country to mandate climate change education in their schools, which was brought about by the education minister, who's a boomer. So we can back to the OK Boomer. OK, here's somebody who's in touch with reality, depending on what your point of view is, I guess, with climate change. That's a big... We have that as a part of our number 5 item this week, right? the withdrawal from the Paris peace, the Paris Accord, not peace, the climate accord.
It's
climate accord. What is what of significance though? What does that really mean to those of us who live in America? What's the practical impact of that? Do you think?
I guess it's symbolic. I guess it's an international declaration that consciousness raising that there are things that we as a world of nations need to do to evolve and transition into a sustainable and renewable energy paradigm, as opposed to the oil and the, you know, the noxious
fossil fuel.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's about.
Yeah,
I answered
right.
the question. Whether it'll be effective, I don't know. But things start with raising consciousness.
Yeah, raising awareness, that sort of thing.
Right.
You're right, exactly. Maybe raising empathy for some of the places around the world that you see having impact. The climate change is having impact on things that maybe even we'll talk about this next week in the East Coast or the Midwest. The East Coast is going to be as cold as it normally is the 1st of January, only for a day. But still, a lot of people say, "Oh, climate change! Look at this global warming."
Yeah, but you can't really judge global warming by any isolated, geographically isolated perspective. You have to just take the total temperature of the planet and the average of that,
literally and figuratively,
right? Yeah. And then track it back years to you know since we began collecting that data, and it indicates the planet is getting warmer. Whether it's being caused by cars or whether it's being caused by other causes is what the debate is about, but I don't think there's any argument over the fact that we do have to transition to sustainable energy and clean up the planet. I mean, plastics in the ocean and toxins in our air. I mean,
it's
very dangerous, and to have it totally politicized as a left versus right economic issue is understandable, but unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. Here's something we can also agree on. The fact that MyPillow is the standard, setting the standard for helpful, restful sleep. The most comfortable mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases. Now, they've gone one step further. MyPillow introduces towels that work. Towels that actually dry you. Towels that work. Check them out, along with all the other fabulous things that will help you sleep better at MyPillow.com. Buy them, save money, use the code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJB listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, CURALIN.net, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Horoscopically looking at what has gone on this week, these are the charts from the Bible of the talk radio industry. It's the talkers list. November 4th to the 8th is the week. The top stories are on one list, and the people who have been discussed by news talk radio professionals, listened to by the folks, the editorial staff at Talkers Magazine. So the impeachment process and what's going on there, when you, I don't know if you did any shows this week that were just regular talk radio programs, I'm having a hard time finding a new angle on this. And you? I mean, the people that are, it's going to be, this guy's in, is brought, they give him a subpoena and he says, no, I'm not going. So, what's next here? They're just trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah, much as the showtime. You know, I call it hearings and smearings. The thing that I find fascinating about this, particularly in my position as the publisher of a radio trade in an opinionated field, is how both sides are so, they make such a case for the rightness of their cause that if you talk to, it's like two different planets. I've never seen any issue so polarized, and it's almost as if facts don't count. So I've come to the conclusion that both sides stink.
It's good for you.
And I say that with a degree of levity. I hope people aren't insulted. Our side doesn't stink. Get off the radio. No, both sides have large targets. If you want to find things wrong with the Democrats, and if you want to find things wrong with the Republicans, if you want to find things wrong with Donald Trump, and you want to find things wrong with all the people that are now trying to run against him, you'll find plenty wrong all the way around. So it's not like right versus wrong. It's wrong versus wrong. And that's the way I see it, and that's what I've been talking about.
Yeah. I think there was something that you said, and I'm just actually trying to find it now, that I didn't ask you about a week or two ago. I'm looking through the list, by the way. This is a fabulous list. If you go to talkers.com, see the list of Michael Harrison interviews. And Darlene Love is there. Right about that time, there was something that you did about schmoes or something, and
quid pro schmo.
Schmo, that was it. Yeah, quid pro. So,
and it can be taken either way. A lot of people, everybody was angry. Oh, are you saying that Donald Trump is a schmo? Are you saying that the people that are criticizing him are schmoes? And again, they're all schmoes. But that's just me. I don't mean to insult anybody, but I have.
So then, don't apologize for it. You didn't mean to.
I'm a nice person. That's always been my weakness. My weakness as a broadcaster is that I'm a little soft-hearted.
Right. And, that's really my problem, too, apparently. That's why we like each other.
Well, I don't find you as nice as I am.
Oh, of course not. You know, I don't find you as nice as I am either.
I'm sorry to laugh at my own jokes. See, I'm apologizing again.
It's good.
I just am not the type of person who will come on and go, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the smartest person in the world, and I come up with an opinion on every complex issue.
We'll leave that to Alex Jones.
Yeah. You know, these guys, their job is to have an opinion about everything instantly. And we all know the human brain is not smart enough to do that, especially when you don't have all the details.
You know, I've had every major consultant in the business working on my program at one time or another over the syndicated show the past 31 years. And they used to, early on, tell me, like Michael Packer would say, he's a consultant, most people don't know him, you got to have an opinion. And I never gave my opinion. Remember when you and I used to talk about that way back when? I didn't give an opinion. I would talk about the realities of a situation, but I didn't tell you what I thought. And everybody says, you got to have an opinion. So, and I am, by nature, fairly opinionated, pretty opinionated, and so I just became more natural and more opinionated, and so we were, wow, that's a lot better. I didn't ever think anybody cared what my opinion was, frankly. Maybe that's a shortage of stalwart thinking from when I was a child. So here we go, folks, a little inward retrospective here on the Talk Radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 34 at the hour if you're keeping track of time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week comes on this program to go through the stories. We talk about some of the elements of the talk radio business. I'm Doug Steffen. We've both been veterans of the talk radio wars. Don't you love that drama?
Oh, yeah. I'm a veteran of not only the talk radio wars, but the music radio wars.
Yes,
they were the same wars as the wars we have with talk.
Right. You know? So, for talk radio, is it getting, there was a thing you did in Talkers, I think it was last week, about ratings and sort of talk radio coming back around out of the summer. Music is more popular than talk conversation. People are not focused. Now we're focused on the election, is it, or is it just general information? What's the, you know, if you look at the continuing focus on the power of the process, Donald Trump and the presidency and all of that sort of thing, it is somewhat repetitive, but there's a danger if we don't play the hits. If we're
With Trump, the hits keep changing. It would be like having the number one record be re-recorded every day. With a different take, with different musicians, or different lyrics, the story changes constantly. Donald Trump has changed the nature of news. So Donald Trump, take away the opinions, take away what's right and what's wrong, take away what's best for the country, and just look at it purely from the standpoint of the media's business. Donald Trump is great material, and he's been gold for the media that deals in current events. What's happening is the polarization is getting so defined that people no longer refer to it or regard it as a spectator sport. It's now becoming a blood sport. What's happening is people are, a new report from the American Psychological Association indicates that 56% of the American public is stressed out in an unhealthy way by the 2020 election. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Well, that's why when I talk about Michael Bloomberg, there seems to be a rallying, whether it carries through or not. But here's somebody other than Trump to talk about, to focus on, or somebody other than the names we've been talking about for a year or more. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, all those names are on and have been on the people list at Talkers Magazine for the better part of a year.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is with presidential elections. These presidential elections are a major, major touchstone in the long range cycle of news talk radio and news. Mm-hmm. Presidential elections, a 4-year cycle, and now that we're always in a campaign, it never stops. So that is to be, you know, expected. But there's one thing that you should keep in mind: there is a very, very, very large segment of the population, a significant number of people, who love Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump has the largest segment of the population of any of the names that we're mentioning who are absolutely loyal to him and love him. He has the biggest gang in the schoolyard. So it is the wrong assumption to think that the entire country is disgusted with Trump, but there's nobody.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Yep, no question about it. Let me ask you, this one of our colleagues, Lars Larson, you have a story about him in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. He was the one, apparently, who was first to name the whistleblower.
Yeah.
And how did we know how he got that information? I didn't ask.
I told him. I'm kidding.
And I told you.
That's right. And Kara told you.
Yes,
so,
she did.
No, the truth of the matter is, I understand it's illegal to do that. I'm not fully educated. You should ask Steve Wiseman when he's on. What is this thing about it's illegal to name whistleblowers' names? What law is that, and what are the consequences? And
good
how
idea.
Is it?
Ask him, right?
Yeah, and he'll know because he knows everything. He's unbelievable.
He does.
I think he's artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
I've told you this, Wiseman. For those of you who are wondering, he's on the program pretty much every week. He's one of the few people that I've ever taught. He and I, well, like you, we've all been friends longer than we can remember how it all got put together. Longer
than our senility allows us to remember.
Yeah, right, to remember. So I have said this many times, actually, on the air to him and to others. I've never, ever asked him a question that he didn't skip a beat and have an answer that was intelligent or articulate. Never. And I can't say that for anybody, even once in a while, you and I. Okay, so how do we approach that? But with him, it's always zam, bing, bang, boom, right to the heart of it, and with an intelligent, credible answer to a question. So,
and anybody who thinks that all lawyers are terrible people, he is the certain example of why that's not true.
Yeah.
He's also one of the nicest people I've ever met.
He's a very good guy.
He's a very, very good guy, yeah.
Right, yep. Can I bring you...
Just to finish, lose your thought. I definitely, back to Lars Larson, I would love to have a better knowledge of what the laws around and what the ethics of revealing the name of the whistleblower mean in context. That's all.
All right. That's on my notes here. Law and ethics.
Right.
To ask Wiseman about it. Okay. Ethics. And Kara will remind. Kara, by the way, Kara, we refer to Kara often. Kara Schillen is the producer in the control room in our studio in Washington.
An incredible young woman.
Yes, she is. She's done a fabulous job on this program and all the other things that I do. She's become an expert in Doug Steffen. Whether that's good, bad, or indifferent remains to be seen. Number 7 this week on the countdown is this Epstein story. And my wonder out loud whether that woman really didn't know the mic was on or she really wanted this information to get out in some way, shape, or form. Those of you who are not familiar with it, either Michael, you or I can tell the story about how apparently ABC had the goods on Epstein and the management killed the story.
Yeah, and she revealed it in an open mic that she didn't know about any.
I'm not so sure either.
And there's no way we'll ever know. We're not in her head. We don't know. But the point is, the information came out. It's embarrassing that ABC had the Epstein story, and now the general conjecture is that they covered it up because they didn't want their friend Bill Clinton to be implicated in the dirty deeds that hanging around with the.
Plus, they got a call from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Dershowitz was out in, I guess, a whole bunch of, what a can of worms. Good God.
Well, they are allegedly slime balls. You notice I use the word allegedly.
Yes, and the slime ball knew it. What's the other, hearings and smearings?
Hearings and smearings, and if it were in Brooklyn, it would be hearings and smearings.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that.
Quid pro schmo.
So what do we talk about? What's our angle? What's the News Talk Radio angle on this?
Oh, there is no angle. See, there is an angle.
The mainstream media people. Right.
You see, the mainstream media is protecting Clinton. Yeah. They have no problem going after the Republicans, and they have no problem going after Trump and all of his, you know, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. But Clinton, they protect. That's the conservative news talk radio take on it, and maybe it's true. I'm not knocking it. This is back to what I said about both sides. If the paragons of virtue are Donald Trump versus Bill Clinton, I mean, you know, give me a guy born in Kenya. I'll take it. I'll take that any day. You know, over these type of terrible allegations. For native-born American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things. Look at the things that we talk about. Look at the things we dig up, from conspiracy theories to total BS to covering up things that are shocking.
Mm-hmm. Well, does Trump think he's protected by the? He's not protected by the news media, but is he protected by the party? And did enough people in the party pay no attention to those who are trying to pull him down?
My opinion is that Trump feels he is protected by his loyal base and the party that he has over a barrel because of his connection to the base. I believe that is his rationale for proceeding forward without a terrible amount of fear. Although I do think in his heart of hearts, Trump is a very frightened man, as are all authoritarian leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're always trying to. Well, they're always looking over their shoulder. I mean, that's not an easy way to live.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Ah, really? Write that one down. See if you remember that. Go to talkers.com for the complete list of the stories and the people. In a moment, we're going to find out who Michael is chatting with this week on his MH interview and what the rap is all about. Right now, my rap is on your teeth, your smile. How white is it? You want to have a product that delivers visible, long-term oral care benefits without any harmful chemicals. That's why you need, that's why you want, that's why you demand a product like Power Swabs that has been studied up the wazoo, as they say. I don't think that's a clinical term, but I'm happy to apply it because it has been. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent that comes in a tube. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, those stains that you've gotten from coffee and tea and smoking and drinking and all those other bad habits, you can keep doing them, but the signs of them will disappear. 800-208-1797. That's the main connection line to Power Swabs. And you heard it right here. Get 50% off. Mention my name if you like. Get 50% off the retail price. And go for it. Go get at it. Whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. It's nice to look and feel good and feel confident about how you look. And that's what happens with a brighter, whiter smile. You get it safely with Power Swabs, the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Get it at 800-208-1797, a half price with the code DJV. On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th, the list has a lot of familiar names and some that are not so familiar. Amy Robach is at 10. Bernie is at 9. Ms. Warren is at 8. Joe and his son Hunter at 7. Let's see. This Alexander Vindman connected to Bill Taylor and Tim Morrison, number 6. Adam Schiff at number 5. John Bolton is 4. Mike Pence is three. Rudy Giuliani and all of his lawyers are number two. And Donald Trump and all his lawyers. Imagine how much the legal bills are. I think about that from time to time for guys like Giuliani. Although he's made a lot of money in the private sector, being involved with Donald Trump is not paying off too well for him, it would seem. And then Trump and his bevy of lawyers, personal lawyers, presidential lawyers. We're all here to talk about what's going on in the news talk radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is a head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
The stories list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 4th to the 8th, sees the OK Boomer meme of some significance, number 10. Number 9, healthcare reform. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. Will it affect or impact you? ABC News and the focus on the Epstein case. Number 6, the murders in Mexico. And that deals and connects to immigration reform, as you might expect. Number 5, the official withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Number 4, our relationship with China, how it's affecting the economy, etc. Number 3, The scandal, if that's what it is, I don't know whether it's a scandal or not, Trump and his tax returns, is he going to produce them or not? Number 2, the election results in this past week around the country, local elections, and look forward to 2020, and impeachment was number 1 this week, as it has been the last 3 or 4, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, the conversation with the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, which you can find at mhinterview.com, also at talkers.com, with Michael Zwirling. Now, a lot of people may not know, unless you're in the business, who Michael Z is. Someone that you and I both like. He's a character. So where'd you get out of him?
He's an eccentric, fiercely independent radio station owner out in Santa Cruz, California, yeah, with whom we have a long-term friendship and relationship, and he's kind of a beacon of light for people that want to see radio stations deeply involved in their community and a platform for a bunch of interesting, colorful, crazy people.
Yeah. Well, he's not crazy, but he's
crazy, baby.
He's like those of us, I think all of us who have survived, come on, anybody who survived in this world for as long as we all have to be somewhat crazy, idiosyncratic maybe, whatever it is that my daughter says, Daddy, you're so strange, and she means it lovingly. But I mean, Carol would probably tell you, and other people that worked with me before, I'm not like everybody else, and neither are you.
Yeah, well, I think
neither is Michael.
Right. I think all human beings are crazy. I think all human beings deal with severe mental issues to one degree or another.
Really? What's yours?
I'm not talking about me.
Oh. Well, everybody's got one.
I think we all deal with emotional imbalances.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And it's part of, of reality to be a human.
The point, maybe what happens, and I'll tell you this from my point of view, I'm very open about this, the best therapy I've ever had and continue to have is being on the radio 5-6 days a week. That's therapy
for you. It's therapy
fabulous
for you.
Therapy. Yeah. Fabulous, you know, therapy.
Yeah. And it's a good vent for you. And many people, their jobs and their work is a release.
Yep. Absolutely. You're correct. 100% correct. Check out the MH Interview, MHInterview.com. Also, the Wonk thing. What do we call this? That other thing? The Michael Harris thing.
MH Rap with a W.
Rap.
MHRap.com.
Thank you, Michael.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for us to continue on the Talk Radio Review with conversational Steve Wiseman. I like that. Now you got a new adjective to describe you. You're not only a lawyer, college professor, you're a conversationalist. Here's conversationalist Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Okay, so we have a mission here. Michael Harrison and I were talking about you in glowing terms earlier on the countdown. And one of the things he said to me was, why don't you get Wiseman to explain why it is illegal? We were talking about Lars Larson out in Portland being the one who named the whistleblower first.
Yeah.
And so I guess we were wondering, what about the legal aspects of this, the ethical aspects of naming a whistleblower? Why is it illegal? Is he likely to be in trouble? What's the story?
You know, it's very complex as far as legally goes, particularly if it comes from someone in the media. Interestingly enough, the whistleblower's lawyers sent a cease and desist letter this week to the president and his attorneys, indicating that his comments about the whistleblower and trying to find out the name and someone should take action, you know, were kind of like code words that put this man and his family in some real physical danger. You know, first of all, the whole focus on the whistleblower is very different than most whistleblowing situations, because in this, the whistleblower was the first person to report that the president had had what appears to be inappropriate conversations and pressure on Ukrainian officials. Since then, in most whistleblower situations, they're the one person who has that information. In this situation, what you have has been repeated witnesses already testifying before Congress confirming this. I mean, the whistleblower is kind of sort of like in the high school catalyst. He put the thing into motion, but he's pretty irrelevant. So I think there are political aspects of the idea of disclosing who he is. But the biggest thing and the biggest reason why the laws do protect the privacy of whistleblowers is because the whole idea is to encourage people to come forward without having the possibilities of retribution. And that's why we do have provisions like that in the law. That being said, the media before has brought out names and things that otherwise would be privileged and have not been held responsible. So this is going to be it's a close call with Larson.
Well, I'm thinking as you go through that of Edward Snowden, he didn't get much of a fair shot at he was a whistleblower and he hasn't been protected. I mean, look at
that. No. Although, you know, the thing is, Snowden, he's a fascinating character because on the one hand, he really brought to light a lot of things that Americans had no idea that the government was doing that were entirely wrong. On the other hand, he turned over some of our secret codes and what we call zero-day defects, which is used in intelligence, to Russia and others. To me, that comes pretty damn close to treason. So I liked his initial message, but I didn't like what he did as far as giving up actual serious government secrets that could affect national security.
Yeah, so he went too far a little bit. But the original part, I was happy that he... Yeah. Okay, Trump's tax returns, number three on the list this week. Tax alert, or what is it? Is it legal for him? He's not required to have to put up his tax returns, right?
Well, it's a combination of things. Candidates don't have to do it. You know, while he was running, he said, well, I want to do it, I'm going to do it, but I'm under audit. Well, under audit has absolutely nothing to do with whether you can
sounded
release
good,
your
though.
Tax return.
Sounded good. It sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It sounded good, but it was just out-and-out false, and I think the media should have reported better on that. The claims for his tax returns are coming from a couple of places. They're coming from investigations in New York with the Manhattan DA that have a legitimate need for these. They went to a grand jury. The grand jury asked for it. The courts...
Why do they want it? What are they going to do with it? What do they need it for?
It actually is looking into some, I think, issues regarding real estate and things that he had done in New York that may not have been proper. Yeah. And as far as the House of Representatives, the law specifically says they do have the right for oversight and to see into his tax return. So the law is pretty much on the side of those wanting to see these.
All right. There it is. All the things you need to know, at least the legality. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.